Hello, audience. Thank you for coming. You are here because you want to laugh. And you want to forget about your problems. But I cannot allow it. You should not laugh. You should not forget about your problems. The world is not funny. We are all dying. The world is not funny. 12% of the world's population does not have access to clean drinking water. The world is not funny. Guy Fieri owns 2 functioning restaurants. The world is not funny. So then, now that we understand the context, now that we realize how terribly unfunny the world is, let's do this.
Entertainers are not here to help you. They are here to control you. Never listen to them. Never give them what they want. And most importantly, never make some fucking noise.
Ladies, if you feel me, say hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
Fellas, come on, fellas, if you feel me, say hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
Virgins, if you haven't felt a person, say hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
If you can divide by 0, let me hear you say hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
No, you can't. Mathematically impossible. Listen, don't be Pavlovian. We're looking for actual answers here, trying to gather information. Let's go! If you like drinking booze, let me hear you say hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
If you like smoking weed, let me hear you say hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
Gotcha. Get these motherfuckers. Pot is ruining America.
Yeah, we got a room full of potheads. We're gonna need backup, over.
Psych! If you don't give a fuck about the law, let me hear you say fuck the police. If that seems oversimplified to you, let me hear you say it's a really tough job and they're doing their best. If you know nothing about the conflict between Israel and Palestine and thus feel super uncomfortable weighing in on it if you've read about it, let me hear you say, no comment. Good call. I have no idea what's going on over there. What are they fighting about? They have similar hats. If you want to start the show, let me hear you say, hell yeah, come on. If my name's Bo. Whoops. I think you're done with this call and response shit. That's what I thought. Do you want me to get introspective? Let's get introspective. I can't wrap my mind around exactly why I'm here. I know you paid money. I should be funny. Other than that, don't know why I'm here. To make you laugh, right? That's only half right. Look at the world, I don't know why I'm here. All this laughter can't feed starving Africans. I just hope I don't get more from this than you do. I would love to tell you that everything is fine. You wanna be happy? Well, get in line. Yeah, this is almost musically incoherent at this point. Y'all ain't never seen a comedy show like this in your fucking life. And for good reason, it gets old after a few minutes. You'll see. Let's get this show going. Let's get this show started. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. So I was at the dentist the other day. Yeah. And nothing funny happened, so I was like, don't mention that on stage. I already fucked it up.
I love you!
No, you fucking don't. You do not. Haters gonna hate, lovers gonna love. You need to reject both sides of the spectrum to leave a healthy middle. Stop participating. Not a participatory thing going on up here. I'm trying to immortalize something I've worked on for a long time. Shut up. I have not made my mind up about masturbation. It's weird, and I'm torn. You know, because on one hand, it feels good. Did you not think I was going to use it, idiots? It's not a prop. It will be used intermittently. Guys, got a lot of problems in my life. I wrote a song about some of the problems in my life. Hopefully some of you can relate to it. Here we go. Walking around, I got no one to talk to. There's everyone, and then there's just me. If I could change, don't you think that I'd do it? God only knows why he cursed me to be a straight white man. I state my problems, other people roll their eyes. 3 trips to the mall, 0 khakis in my slide. I've never been the victim of a random search for drugs. But you can't say my life is easy until you've walked a mile in my Uggs. Straight white man, I know the road looks tough ahead. The women want rights, the gays want kids. What? Can't you just leave us alone and also no to the things you asked for? They're being greedy and they know it, okay? Thinks that I've got it easy, and just cause it's true doesn't mean that it's right. So pull up a chair, put down your pitchforks, give me a chance to show you what it is like to be a straight white man. The church has never made me feel ashamed of who I am. But I get emails from Zappos that Gmail doesn't mark as spam. My country's constitution was handwritten by my race. But my wife bought me the brand new iPhone with an iPod Touches case. Case doesn't fit that I know the road looks tough ahead. The women want rights, the blacks want not to be called the blacks. Sorry. Can't you just leave us alone? Also no to the things you asked for. No. White man, I know the road looks rights, the African American. Doesn't work with the rhythm. We used to have all the money and land, and we still do, but it's not as fun now. If you were offended by that, it was ironic. Isn't that fun? I meant the whole opposite of it. White guys, it's easy to be a white guy.
Yeah!
Yeah, white guy. We deserve a cheer once in a while. Very easy to be a white guy. Very easy. But white guys get a lot of shit, and it's not fair, because we've done a lot of things, you know? We invented a lot of stuff. White guys invented everything but peanut butter, I believe. That's what I was taught in school. Everything but peanut butter. Doesn't sound right, but the American educational system having a racial bias? No way, Joseph. Guys, white people, a little uncomfortable. We'll do a racial joke about the white people so you don't feel uncomfortable. White people, we like the same foods. Favorite sandwich, peanut butter and
jelly.
Macaroni and
cheese.
Our favorite chips, salt and vinegar. Wow. Who said it? Get the cameras on them. Your grandkids are gonna see this. Know what a bigot their grandfather or grandmother were. Every non-white person, see who said that, find them after the show. Put the lights down, their faces creep me out. Guys, I'm not perfect, okay? I don't use air quotes correctly, all right? But I am against double standards across the board. Why is it that when a woman wears revealing clothing, she's labeled a slut, yet if I were to wear her skin as a jacket, I'm a murderer? Why? If I fuck a kid, I'm a pedophile, but if a kid fucks me, I'm a pedophile again, twice in a week? What is this?
Hey, Bo, you want to sing a song with us?
Okay.
Great.
I don't know the words, though.
That's all right. You'll figure it out.
All right. Woo!
Hey, Bo, guess what?
What?
You're a faggot.
Wasn't clever, it was just mean. Bigoted, I apologize for that. So I was interrupted the other day while I, motherfucker.
Hey, Bo, you wanna sing another song together?
I really don't.
Too bad.
God damn it.
Hey, Bo, guess what?
I'm a faggot.
Correct.
Not funny. You turn the lights off immediately. Is this funny to you people? Turn it off. Turn the track off. Why was it not a record player? You got a record player back there? You have hooked up a record player? You know, it's one thing to make that, but to press it onto vinyl is a whole other thing, all right? It's gonna outlive me. Just to be clear, I wrote, conceived, and executed the entirety of that bit. Do not give those dumb fucks any credit. It's all me, baby. All me. Look at you people in the Abe Lincoln seats. Bam! Too late. Too late. How dare you make that joke so late? I'm a big fan of hip-hop because I like words. I like poetry. And hip-hop feels like a way to condense a lot of those things into a short amount of time. There are artists that still do that. Kendrick Lamar, very word-heavy, very poetic. But what are you doing? This is my show. Do not veer credit to people outside this building. But most hip-hop artists, for me, and it is for me, hip-hop, has traded in words and poetry for beat fetishism. It's where you make a sick beat, and then you rap anything over it, and people lose their minds. I'll give you an example. Is there a sick beat back there for me? Oh, shit! I am not one of you. I am not a human being. You know what I am? I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, then I shout. Sing it, tip me over it. Let's go. Okay, Baba Black Sheep.
Have you any wool?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. 3 bags full. 1 for the master, 1 for the dame, 1 for the little boy that's living down the lane. Why is there a young boy living alone down the lane? Who signed this boy's lease? Am I the only one concerned for this little boy? 2 examples is enough. Okay, thank you. A lesser comedian would have milked that for 4 verses. And a better comedian wouldn't have done it at all. I'm right in the sweet spot. These cannons cost $200 just for that joke. I could give that money to a homeless person, make their day, and I don't do that very often. That is my first decision every morning. Not today. Nah, I'll do that tomorrow. Tomorrow comes and it's still today. Tomorrow's a relative term, we're not getting there. Makes Annie more depressing.
Fuck you.
You don't know where I'm going, don't act like it. You are not ahead of me. I will retain the element of surprise.
Yeah.
Trying to work on my improv. My show is very planned to the word, you know, to the gesture. And I'm trying to break out of that. I want to make something brand new for every show that only a few people get to experience. What's your name, man?
Rob.
Rob? All right. I'm going to try to make up a song about Rob off the top of my head. This might not work. It's to keep me sharp I'm stalling trying to think of rhymes for Rob. It's not fair. Okay. Song about Rob, hit the track.
Bo had sex with
Rob.
Mom. Bo had sex with
Rob.
Mom. Bo, I heard you had sex with an older woman last night.
I did.
What's her son's name?
Rob, he's right there. I fucked his mother.
Bo had sex with
Rob.
Mom. Bo had sex with
Rob. I fucked her for an hour, then left when I was done. Cause fucking is her game, and Rob is her son. Did we plan that? We did not. Plan that. How does he do it? How does he pretend to do it? How does he remain contrived? I'm not honest for a second up here. Honesty's for the birds, baby. You want an honest comedian? Go see the rest of them, all right? This thing actually happened. Cool. Boy, oh boy. Any big fans of country music out there? Yeah. Ooh, some people extending my name, boo, that's also approval. I think country music gets a bad rep. You know, why is it that when Bruce Springsteen sings about a fucking turnpike, it is art, and then when someone sings about a horse, it's dumb inherently? I think some of the greatest songwriters of all time are country artists, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, you know? And if you're writing honestly, that is art, and I would never bash that. The problem is, with a lot of modern country music, what is called stadium country music, the sort of Keith Urban brand of country music, is that it is not honest. It is the exact opposite of honest.
Where instead of people actually telling their stories, you got a bunch of millionaire metrosexuals who've never done a hard day's work in their life, but
They figured out the words and the phrases they can use to pander to their audience, and they list the same words and phrases off sort of Mad Lib style in every song, raking in millions of dollars from actual working class people. You know the words, you know the phrases, phrases like
a dirt road, a cold beer, a blue jeans, a red pickup, a rural noun, simple adjective. No shoes, no shirt, no Jews, you didn't hear that. Sort of a mental typo. I walk and talk like a field hand, but the boots I'm wearing cost $3,000. I write songs about rotten tractors from the comfort of a private jet. I could sing in Mandarin, you'd still know I'm pandering. Hunting deer, chasing trout, a Bud Light with the logo facing out. Hear that subtle mandolin, that's textbook pandering. I own a private ranch that I rarely use. I don't like dirt. One verse, one chorus in the bag. Now it's time to talk to the ladies. I'm hoping my southern charm offsets all these rapey vibes I'm putting out. Good girl in a straw hat with her arms out in a cornfield. That is a scarecrow.
Thought it was a human woman, sorry.
A cold night, a cold beer, a cold jean, strike that last one. I'm wanting you, I hope you're failing me.
Subtextually, we go to bed, you doze off. So I take your country girl clothes off. I put my hands on your body. It feels like, hey, it's a fucking scarecrow again. Like Mighty Mandarin. Fuck your ears, I'm pandering. I write songs for the people who do jobs in the towns that I've never moved to. Legalize gerrymandering. Tolerate my pandering. You got a beautiful mouth, I got a beautiful. Y'all dumb motherfuckers want a key change. Thematically meandering, emphatically pandering. I got a tight grip on my demo's balls. Say the word truck, they jizz in their overalls. You don't know what land you're in. I'm in the land of pandering. And I'll be up front.
I do what I do, cause I'm a total fucking country boy.
You know, like that genre. They're lying to you, that's all. They're lying. Entertainers, they are lying and they are manipulating you, and it's not in the good way. It's like advertising. You deserve better. I'm not saying I'm it, but I'm the guy that says you deserve better. You go get better. You say, thank you, weird man, bye. Anyone watch us celebrity lip syncing on The Tonight Show, you know? It's the end of culture. Culture's over, everybody. We lost. This is entertainment. How is this entertainment? People we've seen too much of, mouthing along to songs we've heard too much of. And this is the bread and butter of American television. And it's always one of two things on celebrity lip syncing. It's either a male celebrity lip syncing to a woman's song, but he's not. Or it's a rich, young, white actress ironically lip syncing to a hip hop song. Oh, fuck the police coming straight from the underground. Can you believe this song was once an honest articulation of class struggle? Fuck these people. How dare they think that them fucking around is worthy of your attention? Them playing Pictionary, your attention's a valuable thing. I worked for 3 years to get it for an hour, and I barely get there. See? I saw a gorgeous dick. I was in the public restroom. Some guys might be like me, I cannot use a urinal when there's a guy beside me. I freeze up, so I have to use the stalls. In this case, all the stalls were taken. I had to use a urinal. There was a guy beside me. I took a little look. You're not picturing this. All right. bit is over. I'm not talking into his dick now. I didn't rip off his dick, and I'm now not talking into a severed dick. The show is a series of discrete bits. That one's over. God, you don't get that. Reset the momentum. I cannot be coasting off the inertia of past jokes. Need to earn it. Every bit should come out of a vacuum, eh? We all want love. How many single ladies out there looking for love tonight? Yeah, woo that sadness out.
Some more where that came from.
Ladies, I know what you want. You want a guy that's sweet, a guy that's tough, a feminist who likes to pay for stuff, the kind of guy that gets along with your friends without being attracted to any of them. A good boy, a bad boy, a good bad boy, a half good, half bad, half boy. Loves your brother sensitive but not weekend. Is a great lover, calls your mother on the weekend. Now you might think that this guy only exists in your mind. But guess what? You're right. If you want love, lower your expectations a few, because Prince Charming would never settle for you. If you want love, just pick a guy and love him. And if he's got a thing for feet, say fuck it, sweep me off him. Now, the good thing is that at least men have very realistic expectations for women. He said, sarcastically setting up a second verse in a comedy song. You want a girl that's nice, a girl that's not obsessed with her looks, but is insanely hot. The kind of girl that you can show to your folks, loves the movies that you like and always laughs at your jokes. A real girl, a hot girl, a really hot girl, a brand new, really hot, real doll. Wants to impress, he doesn't care if you notice, and only ever uses you to tickle her throat with. Now you might think that this girl only exists in your mind, but she's real. But last week she died. If you want love, lower your expectations a lot. You might think your dick is a gift, I promise it's not. If you want love, just pick a girl and love her, then whip out your dick and let the girl you love decline the offer. I don't want a neat freak, I don't want a slob, somebody with bed head in a dead-end job, cause I won't settle for less than perfect. We want perfect children, a perfect life, perfect husband or a perfect wife. But deep down we know we don't deserve. But we all deserve love, even on the days when we aren't our best, cause we all suck, but love can make us suck less. We all deserve love. It's the very best part of being alive, and I would know, I just turned 25. That's young. Original does not mean good. Anyone can do anything. Don't let me off the hook too easy. War! Huh, good God, y'all. What is it good for? Increasing domestic manufacturing. All right. I don't want to get political because I only know my own ideas of other people's ideas. We just played in Alabama. They just like the lights. I didn't even need to do jokes. Motherfuckers got moving candles. No, not quite. Alabama was actually nice. You're elitist pricks. Is that fun? Yeah, you like that?
And now, what making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich feels like when you're high on marijuana.
Drunk? You've been drinking, haven't you? You're fucking wasted, aren't you? I can't hear you. Speak into the microphone.
I'm not.
What's behind your back? What are you holding behind your back?
Itching.
Just stop. Just don't
itchy
be weird.
Back.
Just show, what are you hiding behind your back? Just show me.
It's a jar of peanut butter, all right? Sue me.
That's mayonnaise. That is a jar of mayonnaise. That is not peanut butter. Why are you holding a jar of mayonnaise?
Why are you holding a jar of mayonnaise?
I'm not holding a jar of mayonnaise.
Touche, bitch.
You know what? I am fucking done with this shit, okay? I had to get up at 5 a.m. I had to be at work at 6. I had an exhausting day. I just want to come home, unwind, relax, and I come home to a mess that I have to clean up.
I'll clean
no,
up.
No, no, I will have to clean it up because you'll make it worse if you try to, okay?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm fucking done with this. You know, you are so immature. I cannot
She's
leave
done.
You alone for fucking
This is what I deal with, man. This is what I deal with Monday through.
I'm not.
Monday.
Who are you talking to right now? You just gestured to the sink.
There's an audience
mean?
Full of people.
Okay, you know what? This bit is getting a little too weird and meta. Okay, we're done with this.
I agree. Where's that going? Sometimes you don't write an end to a bit, so you just skip it, and before they know it, you're on to the next thing. Guys, I was at the store recently, and no, I will save you time. I bought something. No. Sit in silence. You guys know what continuity errors are? It's where in one shot something's one way, in another shot it's another way. You know those things? Anyway.
This comedy performance is brought to you in part by...
Sorry about this.
Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Flaming Hot Cheetos. They're like regular Cheetos, but they're flaming hot. normal Cheetos are for pussies. Play your Cheetos are not for pussies, that is.
They're not sponsoring me. I'm just trying to get them to. Not returning my call. Evasively cheesy is more like it. Mmm, labelless water. Nothing tastes better than not getting sued. I don't love my fans. And you don't want that. You don't want that desperate sort of cloying thing from an entertainer. My fans, they stick with me through everything, through thick and thin. Do not stick with me through thick. If I stop entertaining you, throw me to the curb. You wouldn't stick with your mechanic if you stopped fixing your car. I am in a service industry. I'm just overpaid, okay? And I feel a lot of artists, pop artists especially, sort of infringe upon the responsibilities that just aren't theirs in terms of their audience, maintaining their audience at an emotional level. Some of you might be sad and going through things. I feel for that. Life is tough. I'm not going to fix that with a song like Brave or Roar, you know, these inspirations. What I'm trying to say is don't listen to a song like this. Have you ever felt sad or lonely? Have you ever felt 2 feet tall? Have you ever thought, man, if only I was anybody else at all? They like to kick you when times get rough and you give your all. But it's not enough, and sticks and stones might break your bones, but words can break your heart. But if you don't know where to go, I'll show you where to start. Kill yourself. It'll only take a minute, and you'll be happy that you did it. Just go over to your oven and shove your head in it. Kill yourself. Really, you should do it. There's really nothing to it. Just grab a mug and chug a couple lighter fluid. Okay, now. I feel like you pulled back. Maybe it's on account of the fact that I'm telling you to kill yourself over and over again. I'm just trying to make a simple point that life's toughest problems don't have simple answers. You shouldn't just be brave. You shouldn't just roar. You shouldn't kill yourself. But I understand that it's a sensitive subject and you're probably just hearing me say that. And I've dealt with, I don't want to be incensed. Look, I sound unempathetic. I sound mean and rude. Suicide is an epidemic and I don't want to be misconstrued. Signs of depression go overlooked. So if you're depressed, then you need to book a therapy session. Talk about your depression and let a professional hear it. But if you search for moral wisdom in Katy Perry's lyrics, then kill yourself. It won't be painful if you are able to give a little kiss to an oncoming train. You'll kill yourself. It's over, Mullet. There's a trigger, pull it. Get it through your head, it being a bullet. Stick your tongue in a plug. Suck a pipe of exhaust. Make some toast in the tub. Nail yourself to a cross. Hold your breath till it's gone. Drink a gallon of mace. Be gay in Iran. Let Oprah sit on your face. Jump off of a bridge. Skinny dip in a flood. Skydive attached to a fridge. Drink a Haitian guy's blood. Bring it to the zoo. Give the tiger a shove. Eat a Phillips head screw. Marry Courtney Love. Don't kill yourself. I don't like explaining jokes, but the joke where I tell everyone to kill themselves might deserve an explanation. Do not. And if you're offended, do not write a blog. I apologize immediately. Sorry, right away. What's up, ma'am? What'd you say? It's your moment. Who said it? All right. Do not objectify me, okay? Think it's okay just because I'm a dude?
Do it!
Huh. You think it's okay because he's a dude. That is homophobia. Just the fact that you find it funny. Ooh, a guy said take off your pants. That's not God's way. Jesus Christ, you bigots. Show's been pretty rock and roll so far. You know, I know it. And I'd love to keep it going, but life, it's not always rock and roll. I'm not gonna keep life out of my show. I went through a pretty rough breakup recently. It was a long time coming. We had a lot of conversations about it, she and I. But recently we had the conversation. It wasn't recent, but I can remember it like it was yesterday, you know? She came out of the shower, her hair wet, her shoulders wet. It was a shower. It's water. She turned to me and she said it. She said, it's over. We shouldn't fight to stay together just to fight again. It's over. We're unhappy. We need to take a break from us to make us right again. And even though it's not gonna go any further, I swear I don't regret a second of it. And when the dust has settled, I hope we can still be friends. Then I said, eat a dick. Eat a dick. Eat a fucking dick like this. Put on your dick-eating gloves. Get ready to gobble a dick up. If you don't like this dick, sit. Eat a dick, bitch. I think I made the right decision. Okay, you're angry. I can see that, but you don't need to make this harder than it has to be. I tried to speak to you, but you won't listen. Eat a dick. Hold on, please, just let me eat a dick. Oh my God, honestly, are you fucking five? I'm trying to talk this out. You refuse to even listen to me. I'm saying how I'm feeling, okay? And then you're saying, eat a dick over and over again. Does that seem mature to you? No, it doesn't. But see, I think the issue is I got my father's temper and I'm emotionally inarticulate. So rather than being honest and vulnerable, I did a quick switch because I'm hurting inside. And I'm trying to hide it. So eat a dick. I thought we'd have a future together, you fucking whore. I didn't think you'd cry for me. I didn't think you cared. I thought you were lashing out in anger, but now I see you're scared. I'm scared too. Maybe we can work this out and not break up. Really? No, lick my clit. Lick my motherfucking clit. You think 3 lousy tears offset 3 years of shit? I deserve better than you. Get me wetter than screw. Sorry, you're not what I need, hon. Lick this clit and leave, son. Hey, if you guys are having a good time, make some silence. Cool. What's the show about? What am I talking about, you know? To summarize the show, though, me. But if you take one thing away from my show, I hope it's a t-shirt. We're selling them out there and at BoBurnham.com. This is all a front for the brand. But what is the show about? What do you think, industrial piping? Close. Stay out of it. It's about... Mute this. But for real, what is it about? It's about performing. I try to make my show about other things, but it always ends up becoming about performing. I started performing very young, as a teenager, you know, professionally, and as a comedian, what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to talk about what you know. And what I knew always was performing. So to talk about traffic or laundry felt incredibly disingenuous, but I worried that making a show about performing would be too meta, it wouldn't be relatable to people that aren't performers. But what I found is that I don't think anyone isn't. Could we get the house lights up for a second? And could you let the lights on stage, let the artifice fade away? Now we're all the same. I mean, you're all facing this way still. You know, I look out at you and it's a very diverse crowd. I mean, more European than I would have hoped, but we'll get there. But look at the young people, you know, and I feel like I was born in 1990 and I was sort of raised in America when it was a cult of self-expression. And I was just taught, you know, express myself and have things to say and everyone will care about them. And I think everyone was taught that. And most of us found out no one gives a shit what we think. So we flock to performers by the thousands because we're the few that have found an audience. And then I'm supposed to get up here and say, follow your dreams, as if this is a meritocracy. It is not, okay? I had a privileged life and I got lucky and I'm unhappy. They say it's like the me generation. It's not. It's not. The arrogance is taught or it was cultivated. It's self-conscious. That's what it is. It's conscious of self. What the social media, it's just the market's answer to a generation that demanded to perform. So the market said, here, perform everything to each other all the time for no reason. It's prison. It's horrific. It is performer and audience melded together. What do we want more than to lie in our bed at the end of the day and just watch our life as a satisfied audience member? I know very little about anything, but what I do know is that if you can live your life without an audience, you should do it. And now you're thinking, how the fuck are you gonna dig the show out of this weird hole? Oh, you want me to be funny and make a point? Nah, 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 nah. Batman. So, how do we do it? We do it like this. I went to Kanye West's recent tour, the Yeezus tour. It was a big, dramatic, theatrical show. He did something very strange at the end of his show where he ranted for like 20 minutes. It was kind of a rant, kind of a song. He had auto-tune on his voice, and there was an instrumental in the background, like this instrumental. He talked about his problems. Race. Power. His $90 t-shirts weren't selling very well. That was most of it. And I watched this. I thought, maybe I could do this. I'll be honest, my problems are not as high stakes as Kanye's, but I have problems. And maybe a crowd in New York would be nice enough to indulge me. So as we get to the end of a night of theater and comedy and sweaters coming on and off, I got one question for you. And that question is, can I say my shit, New York? Can I say my shit? I got lots of shit to say. I got lots of shit to say. Ooh. I can't fit my hand inside a Pringle can. I have a huge amount of trouble fitting my hand inside of a Pringle can. I can get my hand like 4 inches into the can, but then I have to tilt the can into my mouth. But by that point, a bunch of crumbs have accumulated at the bottom of the can, so they all go spilling onto my face. What I'm trying to say is the diameter of Pringle cans is way too small. I'll say it again, the diameter of Pringle cans is way too small. Two radiuses of a Pringle can is way too small. If you feel me, put your hands up. Come on. If you feel me, put your hands up. Look at all these hands that are way too big to fit inside a Pringle can. Your hands are too big to fit inside a Pringle can. Your hands are too big to fit inside a Pringle can. You think you can, I know you can. You think you can. Pringles, listen to the people. I am sure 90% of the complaint letters you get are about the width of your cans. Just make them wider. I've overdone the Pringles thing. Sorry. I wanna have a daughter. Wanna have a daughter, so I can finally have someone around the house who can fit their hands in a Pringle can. Yes, I'm still on the Pringle cans thing. Yeah, I'll move on, all right?
But that is priority numero uno.
I don't go to the gym because I'm self-conscious about my body. But I'm self-conscious about my body because I don't go to the gym.
Irony can be so painful.
That's a catch 22.
Let's do this.
I went to Chipotle. Went to Chipotle. Got myself a chicken burrito. I went down the line, I got like all these ingredients, and then at the end of the line, the guy tried to wrap the burrito, but half of the shit inside the burrito spilled out. He still wrapped it. I was like, dude, you should have warned me. You're a burrito expert. You should have told me halfway through, hey man, you might be reaching maximum burrito capacity here.
Do you think I want a messy burrito? No one wants a messy burrito.
The whole appeal of a burrito is that all of the ingredients are contained within the confines of the tortilla. I wouldn't have gotten half this shit if I knew it was gonna fit in the burrito, all right? Look.
I wouldn't have got the lettuce if I knew it wouldn't fit. Wouldn't have got the cheese if I knew it wouldn't fit. Wouldn't have got the peppers if I knew they wouldn't fit. I wouldn't have got
half of it. Like, I'm okay with small mistakes. If you got no more chicken, I'll take pork. But I'll blow my dad before I eat a burrito with a fork.
Wouldn't have got the lettuce if I knew it wouldn't fit.
Wouldn't I get the cheese if I knew it wouldn't?
Wouldn't I get the peppers if I knew they wouldn't? Man, I wouldn't have got half of it alike. Half of it alike, half of it alike.
Half of it alike,
half of it right now. I think it's time, I think it's time that we break it down.
Sit here and pretend like my biggest problems are Pringle cans and burritos. The truth is my biggest problem's you. I wanna please you, but I wanna stay true to myself. I wanna give you the night out that you deserve, but I wanna say what I think and not care what you think about it. A part of me loves you, part of me hates you, part of me needs you.
Part of me fears you.
I don't think that I can handle this right now. Handle this right now. I don't think that I can handle this right now.
I don't think that I can handle this right now.
I don't think that I can handle this right now.
I don't think that I can handle this right.
But look at them, they're just staring at me like, come and watch the skinny kid with a steadily declining mental health. And laugh as he attempts to give you what he cannot give himself.
I think that I can handle this right. I don't think that I can handle this right. But they don't even know the half of this right.
But they don't even know the half of it. But I know I'm not a doctor, I'm a pussy, I put on a silly show. I should probably just shut up and do my job, so here I go.
I wouldn't have got the lettuce if I knew it wouldn't fit. Wouldn't have got the cheese if I knew it wouldn't fit. Wouldn't have got the peppers if I knew they wouldn't fit. Wouldn't have got half.
You can tell them anything if you just make it funny, make it rhyme. And if they still don't understand you, then you will run it one more time.
They get, I can handle this right.
Oh, handle this right.
Oh,
handle this right. But you don't even know the half of this right now. Right now.
Oh, handle this right. I'll handle this right. Handle this right now.
Thank you. Good night. I hope you're happy.
sauce.
Now the show is done. I hope that you had gut trembling or something resembling fun. And if you watch this thing alone, you probably didn't laugh, but maybe a few times you exhaled out of your nose. But if you hated it, that's fair. But either way, could you find a little more time for a parting questionnaire? On a scale from 1 to 0, are you happy? 'Cause you're on your own from here, so are you happy? I'm open to suggestions. Are you happy? But what the fuck kind of question is, am I happy? I really wanna try to get happy, and I think that I could get it if I didn't always panic every time I'm unhappy. Like, I'm owed some life, or I'm always like happy, which is stupid because I wouldn't even want it if I got it. Wait, oh God, my dad was right. So if you know or ever knew how to be happy, on a scale from 1 to 2 now, are you happy? You're everything you hated. Are you happy? Hey, look, Ma, I made it. Are you happy?